Pumpkin Spice Festival time at the Montclair Wollaston Neighborhood Association. This is coming up on Saturday, October 18th, noon to 4 p.m., Bishop's Field. And we have the Pumpkin Spicettes here in studio to tell us about it. Walter Hubley and Kevin Coughlin. Hey, guys.
Good to see you.
Hey, John.
The Spicettes.
Yeah, that's a new one for me.
just made it up.
Well, we'll keep your day job.
Are we doing a song?
Well, there will be music right at the festival.
There will be music at the festival. And we both play guitar, so.
Yep. There you go.
We hadn't thought about doing this. Maybe we could take it on the road.
Yeah, maybe next time, yeah.
Yeah. A little impromptu conversation.
We'll be the opening act.
There you go. If for no other
reason. That ought to dissuade people from coming.
Kevin, this, you know, we're making fun because it's a fun time and it's a festival, but this is a long-standing tradition for the association, right?
Yeah. So we've been around, we're coming up on we're in our 34th anniversary. So next year will be 35.
For the association.
Yeah. And I've been running festivals for the association going back to shortly after its creation. The initial ones were things like we did like bicycle safety days, and we gave away free bikes that we bought through donations and helmets and all of that stuff, keep kids safe. And then we kind of expanded that out. We did the park rededication back in the early 2000s.
Which park?
Bishop Field. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I should be more specific. Yeah, where this takes place. Mm-hmm. There was new tennis courts and the kids. There's a wonderful kids' playground that was built there.
It's right at the Montclair School, right?
It's right across the street from Montclair School.
Should mention, folks who don't know,
And from time to time, I get some assistance and partnership with the PTO there. Depends. PTOs, I think, in general, with parents, being torn from, doing so many different things these days, I think find it a little bit harder to, to participate in a lot of stuff. In fact, I was talking to the principal over at the Wollaston School. They used to do an annual fall festival, and I used to schedule this so that it didn't compete with their festival.
Sure.
Jim Hennessy over there, and I was talking to Jim at length last week, and he said, it became more and more difficult for them to continue for two reasons. One, because the festival, their annual autumn festival was becoming so popular that it was attracting people from all over, and the ability to get volunteers became more difficult. And I've noticed that myself. But just like I think Walter has done, I mean, I've tapped North Quincy High School to get student volunteers or the ROTC.
And always willing to help.
So hopefully we'll see that again this year. I reached out to them again.
Very good. Excellent. So do we have a collaboration here between Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association and Montclair Wollaston Neighborhood Association?
We've been doing stuff together for a while. I mean, long time.
I wasn't aware of that, actually, that you're collaborating together. Yeah, okay.
I mean, there's a line of demarcation that,
it's Montclair is an interesting neighborhood. It's kind of, it's not well defined. It's not well described, right? You have your Quincy Points, you have your house next. They're geographically
isolated.
So you know where they are. But Montclair is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, the heart of Montclair is, over where the Montclair School is, and going to the Milton Line along President's Golf Course, and then in the other direction to Hancock Street or the train line. In the other direction, it kind of is like nebulous,
right?
Where it begins and where it ends.
Yes.
And there's been talk, to do over the years to, to formalize, this partnership that we have. But it's worked, as it is, and we do things together.
Yeah, well, it's even reflected in the name of the association, right?
Yeah,
Montclair Wollaston.
Yeah, and it was always. Yeah. I mean, I think it was always. Although I would suggest that, the Crowleys, Howie and Janet Crowley, who were the both founding members, had the line of demarcation as Beale Street. I think there was actually a map.
Is that right?
Somewhere. And I actually have all of the files, you know, from the beginning of the association up to the present. I
mean, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that line's actually in your bylaws, which is how we end up, which is how we ended up drawing our line right along Beale Street. We're like, okay, I guess that ends there. We'll pick it up and keep going south.
Okay. It is in the bylaws. In fact, I just remember that now.
There's, all right.
And they're not very long. There's only they're only like four pages, but yeah, there is a provision in there for that line of demarcation. And I can remember. I mean, I've been an officer with the association since shortly after its inception. And I can remember some, you know, discussions internally about, well, what about the people up on the, I mean, they're Wollaston, they're up on the hill.
That's right.
And there wasn't a Wollaston Hill Association at the time, 34 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, we're not going any further than this. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just taking marching orders here, you know.
Right, right.
You got to start somewhere, right?
You have to start somewhere, right. Has it changed over the years?
In terms of the view of expansion?
Yeah.
I think it's, I think whatever perception of a hard line between the hard boundary has, you know, kind of melted away.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, as I said, you know, we've done things together.
Yeah.
I call Walter for, you know, to discuss certain things, and he'll chat with me about certain things, and it's just, you know.
A collaboration here.
Yeah, and sometimes there are issues of mutual concern.
Sure.
You know, that no matter, you know, where you are in the city, quite frankly, but certainly in the areas that, you know, that we've worked to represent in our capacities, you know, are impactful. I will say that the Montclair-Wollaston Neighborhood Association, which started 34 years ago, was conceived because there was a change in the scope of the neighborhood. That down where the Stop and Shop is, I mean, that was pneumatic scale.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of that, there was, you know, Hancock paint mass engineering. And it was all manufacturing down there. Zildjian Symbol was there.
Sure.
That's all gone. And now you have retail, a little bit, and a lot of residential, you know, units that have been constructed, or a hotel or whatever. So, but it was brought about to address concerns of the neighborhood about the change.
Development.
Yeah, development and change.
Yeah.
That typically, you know, brings, you know, resonates with people and brings them out.
Yes.
All right, how is this going to affect me? And that's really what Larry Cretian was the counselor at the time, and that's how that came about.
Yeah.
But
is it all in Ward 3? Is the whole
Okay. Both of our, you know, combined within the boundaries of Ward 3.
You wanted to add one?
It's interesting. I think we have comparable origin stories between associations.
Yeah.
So just as Kevin's organization was started as a result of the development that was occurring down in the Montclair area, and they wanted to build community. Sort of likewise, when my wife Catherine and I started the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, Kevin was then a Ward 3 counselor, and the reasons why we started it were twofold. Number one, we admired the community building efforts of the Montclair-Wollaston Association, as well as the HouseNet Community Council and these other associations, so we kind of wanted what they were having.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of it was we knew the lease for the golf course was going to be coming up in a few years for renewal. And we wanted to make sure that we had assembled our neighbors in a very constructive manner ahead of that, instead of having to scramble in the event that that went in a different direction.
Oh, okay.
So we're super pleased that it maintained open space. It's going to continue to be a golf course. But a lot of people may not
Furnace
know this.
Burke, you
yeah,
mean
Furnace Brook Golf Course. But a lot of people may not remember this, but it used to be a bigger golf course, and half of it got developed on the other side of Furnace Brook Parkway.
Oh.
And so I kind of saw that as a
harbinger,
a little bit of a hint
come.
That you know might get developed. So that would have been catastrophic, in my opinion, for the neighborhood on Forbes Hill and Wollaston Hill. So
mm-hmm.
you know, we wanted to make sure we were well prepared and well organized, and had everyone's contact information, and got everyone to get to know each other in the event that we had to advocate for you know what that not being open space anymore.
Sure.
But we also we were primarily driven by just being inspired by what some of the associations were doing and how much fun they were having and how they were getting to know each other.
Yeah, how long ago was that for your
organization? That was 15 years ago.
15, okay, so you're about half as old as Montclair-Wollaston.
Yeah, and a lot of how we engaged constituents, we learned as a result of then Councillor Coughlin joining us at our meetings and really explaining the way the city works and how people can get help on different quality mm-hmm. of life issues. Mm-hmm. And that served as a really good model for us to kind of be an extension of what the counselor was doing, you know, taking the information provided and making connections when necessary.
So sure.
It was a great partnership from the beginning. In fact, we still have that large blue banner that you gave us when we walked in the parade that time. Our first year into it, Kevin brought a big blue banner to one of our meetings, and we were like, oh, okay, we're going to be walking in the parade soon. We'll just carry that with us down
Which
the street.
Parade?
I think it was the Christmas parade.
Christmas parade, yeah. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, we go back a long ways.
Yeah, of course, at least for Montclair Wollaston, that was before the age of social media and internet, and you know, you had to do mailings and phone calls and posters on billboards and things of that nature.
Yeah, well, we also had a really dedicated group of volunteers that would drop flyers at everyone's door. That entire area was broken down. I used to do Wilson Ave, Hobart. I mean, I knew the streets
sure.
that I was doing. I would, once a month, we would go around and drop flyers for the the upcoming meeting or the issues that were going on. And it was very helpful. I mean, Walter talks about in terms of the support. And involvement of a city councilor. I mean, it was pivotal when there was a threat to close the Wollaston Fire Station during the Phalen administration.
Over your dead body,
over
was
my
your quote. Yes.
With a picture of me in front of the Wollaston Fire Station. It was like, I never did get the t-shirt with the tire tracks, but anyways. That's but it was the neighborhood association that collected, it was 1,400 signatures mm-hmm. on a petition. So there was the teamwork between a person representing from city government and the people of the community.
Yes.
And I know Walter's had that same experience from his running of the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association.
Right.
It's a great proving ground when you're involved with a community group at that level.
So what is the history of the Pumpkin Spice Festival, Kevin?
So this is, specifically, this has been going on for probably about 6-8 years.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember exactly when. It was pre-pandemic, I remember that.
Okay.
So our other offerings of, community events morphed into this.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other things that we were doing as well. There was an egg hunt that was done in the spring and, involvement with the Cleaner Greener and a lot of the things that other associations have
sure.
done as well.
Yeah.
But this was something that I, had been wanting to do. And so I just put my mind to it and, started pulling the pieces together.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe 8 years ago.
It has exploded in popularity. I mean, this is a big deal.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I
mean, just running down your agenda here, you're having a petting zoo. There's live music. There's face painting, balloon twisting, pony rides, a bouncy house, touch a truck. The state police are going to be there. The sheriff's office. Food,
maybe the Coast Guard again this
Coast
year.
Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard has come in the past, and they've bought one of their mid-sized boats on a huge trailer.
Neat.
Yeah, and it's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and the kids love the ability to get exposed to all of these
big shiny emergency vehicles.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Yes. With
flashing lights and loud horns and.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said to me, says, "You think they could lower the volume on the sirens?"
No.
I said, "No, it doesn't work like that."
I'm sure there's regulations about that.
Yeah. I don't think there's a volume control inside.
No, I'm sure there isn't. Yeah.
Whatever it is, it is.
That's right. So bring earplugs if it bothers you.
Yeah. Exactly. And some of us who are older are a little more hard of hearing, so it doesn't bother us as much.
What siren?
What siren? Did you hear a siren?
That's right. Saturday, October 18th, noon to 4. So what's going to be happening? How does it all work logistically? How do folks participate? Where do they park? What's going on?
Just come.
Okay.
Just come. I mean, there's plenty of parking on, Holbrook Road.
Okay.
The Montclair School parking mm-hmm. lot is available for parking. Hamilton Ave is on the other side. So, Holbrook Road runs down one side of the park, Hamilton on the other side.
Okay.
There is some parking along the park side of the street. Don't park in front of the neighbors' houses because some of them put cones out, which I can understand.
Yeah.
So the driveways don't get blocked.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, and it's accessible for those who, you know, want to take the T.
I was just going to ask about public transit.
Public transportation. Okay. You can just walk from North Quincy Station.
Okay.
And I will tell you that we were on WBZ last year, which was kind of a kicker. Somebody shared the information, and I got a call from a reporter from WBZ, and next thing I know, we're on their Friday. They do a Friday segment of the best things to do around Boston. And this was featured
nice.
In that. It was like,
nice.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And my yeah. wife taped it, and we still have the tape.
Did you see an increase in participation because of that?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm so crazy that day.
Just that day.
Just well, yeah. And, well, my wife would tell you what that's more 365. But I, you know, I'm running around so much that I'm not even paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, George Montelio shows up with his people like first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you know, the folks that we have doing the tables and the chairs and the bouncy house and all that type of stuff. 7 o'clock in the morning, it starts for me, and I'm nonstop,
mm-hmm.
and my head is on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the entire
sure.
time.
How many folks about do you think?
I don't know, 400 maybe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all free.
And it's because everything's free except
yeah.
for the food.
Obviously.
But everything else, you know, the entertainment and the participation and all of this stuff here. I mean, you know, we've gone, my wife and I have gone to festivals down the Cape. And,
yep.
You know, some of them you have to pay for certain perks that are there.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it depends, you know, where you go.
Mm-hmm.
But
not here.
Not here. Everything is...
How is that possible? You've got some sponsors I know you want to mention.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I will tell you, and I've known Dan Quirk over 40 years. I knew his family from Lowell prior to that. And he never says no to anything that I'm aware of in terms of the city of Quincy and for the town of Braintree as well.
Mm.
And I reach out to Dan every year, and he just says, "What do you need? Tell me what you got. You know, in terms of you know what you need to be sponsored."
Sure.
And he writes a check out.
Great.
We also get we have funding. It's really it's kind of a little bit different, but there's a tax incremental financing agreement between the City of Quincy and Granite Telecommunications.
Yes. Yeah.
That has been in place for I think 11 or 12 years. So they get a little tax break on some of their property that encourages them to
give back
mm-hmm. and to site their businesses here and have their employees here and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a stipend from Granite every year.
Okay.
And that contributes to this. That is extremely helpful. And then we have, and I put it out to, you know, like elected officials who want to contribute. And it's funny, as I was running out the door, and my wife said, "Can you get the mail?" And I was like, "Oh, God, I got to stop and get the mail."
All right.
Give me the key to the mailbox, honey. I'm going to run back down the stairs. I'm opening the mailbox. And I see this from John Keenan.
Ah.
And I said, "Well, I guess it's a good thing I stopped, because then, John, if you're out there, thank you. I just got your donation today."
Very nice.
Tacky Chan is a regular contributor as well. Noel DeBona contributes every year. Ann Mahoney. I'm just trying to see if I'm forgetting anyone that...
Well, you've got Stop and Shop right on your flyer here, so we have to...
Well, actually, Stop and Shop is off the flyer.
Oh.
Well, they had to
X okay.
them out. Yeah, they have very stringent requirements now.
But
we've been dealing with them since we helped site their business there. It was the neighborhood association that had an oversight committee to guide bringing Stop and Shop
on Newport Ave
to Newport Ave.
Yeah, okay.
So we played a major role in their being allowed to construct there, and how it was going to be, and whether they were going to have a you know, Peapod and all of the other services.
Yes, yeah.
Because the people were concerned about, you know, what impact it might have to the community.
Of course, yeah.
You know, but I went in there this year, they told me their requirements had changed.
Oh.
And I said, "That's too bad." I said, "Because you're on my poster, so you can see that's covered over
I
there."
I see.
And
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And Walter sent me the electronic version of that, and with that. Removed. So, you know, I'm sorry to see that they, you know, they're not doing it this year.
Yeah, I knew they do contribute to other events in the city.
Yeah.
Certainly, so maybe next year. Maybe next year.
I don't know. I mean, I was going to go up the food chain. I used to know folks in the central office, the main office over here in Quincy Square, but most of them have retired.
Mm-hmm.
And they were at the top echelon, of management. But like me, they've gotten older and they've stepped aside. And so I don't really have any connections up there anymore. And I just said, you know what, I'll just let it go.
Walter, I'm assuming you and your family go to the festival?
Oh, yeah. We've been going for years and volunteering as well.
Yeah.
We actually helped with Kathy and I ran the beverage service for 2 years, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've always found a lot of ways to collaborate, whether it's helping to source different vendors and so forth. Speaking of which,
the
Assembly on Hancock, they were our food vendor and beverage vendor for Saturdays in the Park, as well as Porch Fest. And so made the connection with Kevin and the association, and so they're going to be helping out as well as the Montelios.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
Joe Quigley runs great business and great guy.
Yep.
They've been over there for 12, since 2012, so it's 13 years.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Why is it called Bishop's Field?
Oh my gosh. Well, there was a... there was a Civil War general, and his last name was Bishop. And now you have me with a senior moment because I can't remember his first name.
That's
It was named after this... Civil War general who was from Quincy.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's why.
That's a good answer. And if folks want to find out more, they can research
it. How many points do I get?
That was completely unrehearsed, so folks understand. I was going to ask that.
I'll take Quincy Park names for $200.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So again, it's October 18th. I have to ask, as I always ask Walter about his events, I'll ask you, Kevin, rain date contingency?
I did that 1 year.
Yeah.
And I will never do it again.
Okay.
Because, I'm a one-man show putting this together.
Right.
I start sometimes 6-8 months before in terms of getting the permit, which is the first thing I need to do from the park department. But the whole month of August on, I am reaching
pumpkin spice central.
I am like pumpkin spice central, and I'm reaching out to vendors. Sometimes I can't get the same vendors that I've had from previous years, so now I'm reaching out to new ones. Doing the fundraising and just every aspect of putting this together.
Yep.
And it's daunting, and to have a rain date. I did it 1 year, and it was like for the next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to cover everything that
it's
I
like
do
doing
over
it
the
twice,
course
right?
of months.
Basically,
I had to do it a second time.
Yep.
And most instances, vendors are booked.
True.
So it was like, I managed to do it once successfully, but I was just mentally exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll never do this again.
All right. And so unless it's a hurricane, it's a go.
I opened my phone this morning and I'm looking at the weather for, and it's like, oh my God, rain. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. When was it not raining on Saturday? Between noon and four. And I said, thank you, God.
Prayers answered.
My prayers are answered. I'm going to do a novena between now and then.
Okay. So suffice to say, it's a go.
Yeah, it is a go.
Okay.
And we do have another entertainer, by the way. I almost forgot. Besides the Rudder Crew, we have this wonderful woman by the name of Emily Allen. Walter referred me to her, and she's done Porch Fest.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But she does shows all over the South Shore at various locations, including the Poor Yard here in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be from 12 to 1:30, and then the Rudder Crew's going to come on after that.
Okay, all right.
So there'll be great music, great food options.
Yes.
And just wonderful opportunities for kids to have fun.
Just a real neighborhood festival, and that's the great thing about these things, that they're in neighborhoods, so it allows neighbors to get together, mm-hmm. socialize. You met a lot of folks probably can walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well, take their bike if they want to.
And that's
to.
The community building aspect of Walter and I.
It's great to have the big events at the stadium and the schools and everything, and those are fantastic for the whole city, but these mm-hmm. are embedded in the neighborhood, so you're interacting with people that you are your neighbors you live with every day, right?
Yeah. And I've lived there for 70 years, and I used to play in that park.
Sure.
And so for me, it's It's very close to my heart.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, yep. So it's personal.
MontclairWollaston.com is your website. You're on social media, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and we're on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm you know, with Walter's assistance and guides because,
yep.
You know, he's a younger, more tech savvy person than I am, and so I need mentoring in that area. So I reach out to Walter.
Okay.
Hey, Walter, where can we? So I'm putting it out. There's so many groups around. You know, Quincy is everything.
Yes.
You know. Yes, Quincy yesterday, Quincy, what, I mean,
there's hard just... hard to keep track of them all.
It's hard to keep track, and there's a new one that just came on the other day, and I'm sending this stuff out, to all these groups.
Sure.
And QIE, I think, is probably one of the more popular ones, because I've gotten a lot of response from their site.
And now QATV.
And QATV, yes, and thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
I don't know what we'd do without you guys
in
so many different ways.
Happy to help. Anything else, Walter?
No, what I love about this event is there's so much for the young kids to do.
Yes.
And it's a nice complement to what we do in September, because the one we do in September, we do have some games out for the kids. We have a big Connect Four game that they can play, and we've got cornhole boards and so forth, and they bring frisbees and so forth. But it's more about music and food and
oh, Saturdays in the Park,
Saturdays
you're talking about?
Yeah. Whereas this one has all that as well.
Okay.
But they've got an incredible program of things for the younger kids. And to keep,
that's good.
You know, it's nice, you know, parents... I remember vaguely when my kids were younger, it's nice to have a place to go where you can sit back, have something to eat, have a drink, and then your kids can go off and keep them busy, you keep an eye on them. But it's so it's a great thing for people of young kids.
Sure, sure. I'll put Walter on the spot too, just to be fair. Why is it called Safford Park?
Nathaniel F. Safford was a prominent lawyer from Dorchester originally. Dorchester and Milton is where he did business. And he was part of the Wollaston Heights Land Company that developed that whole area of Wollaston Hill and Forbes Hill, and he gifted the park to the city of Quincy, where it was home to the second Wollaston Elementary School. I want to say from 1880-something to 1911?
12.
Yeah,
11 or 12.
Yeah, 11 or 12.
Wow. Yeah.
I have a picture of it, and it's an old wooden building. And,
yes.
And when we did the CPA project years ago, 2014, you were with me on that one.
Yeah.
Before that happened, you could still see sort of like the indentation of where the foundation of the old school was.
Neat.
So there wasn't a ton that was done to that park over the years.
Yeah.
The Garden Club did a few efforts to beautify it, but it wasn't really until the CPA project that Kevin helped us get through that we were able to completely renovate that park and make it the useful and beautiful place that it is today.
Excellent. You pass.
More of an answer than you expected, possibly.
You know, he gets extra points. I could only tell you one thing. I knew he was a general, and from the Civil War.
Well, you're excused. You weren't alive then. So,
well, some people might think I was.
I was waiting to hear show off.
That's right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
You were very welcome. Yeah. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.